This episode is not about budgeting. It's about the truth that a lot of financial experts, they don't want to tell you because they're so busy stuck in the spreadsheets while you're just drowning in shame. This is why we need to be asking ourselves questions. What is my money currently saying about how much I trust myself? Because I promise that the answer is very telling, and you're not going to get to where you want to be in life because money does run life. Money, it didn't change me. It revealed me. It started showing me who I am. And the same is true for you. It is going to amplify. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. I am your host, Jacqueline or Jax Kreider. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about the fact that money isn't what changed me, but it did reveal parts of me that I didn't necessarily want to look at, that once I kind of saw them, I really couldn't go back. So as you know, I do a lot of guest episodes, and then sometimes I do some solo episodes as well. So I wanted to take a little bit of an opportunity today to talk about how money is really an amplifier. This episode is not about budgeting. It's about the truth that a lot of financial experts, they don't want to tell you because they're so busy stuck in the spreadsheets while you're just drowning in shame. And so this is something that I feel really, really passionate about. And the main reason why is because I see it so often, right? When people are looking, they're trying to get a mortgage and, you know, they don't even want to have a conversation with us half the time because they don't want to be told that their credit sucks or that their income sucks. They don't make enough money, right? And this is all rooted in a lot of the shame that surrounds money and how money really amplifies like how you think, what kind of steps you take. And so I wanted to kind of unpack this a little bit and talk a little bit about how this looks, because I think it's something that unfortunately a lot of people don't talk about. And again, it's due to a lot of fact of shame, but there's no shame in my game. As you know, I have no qualms of laying myself financially bare in front of the world, mainly because if my story and what I've been through and my knowledge can help somebody else, that's what I want to do. I want to help somebody else. I want to level you up and get you to a place that you feel great about, that you feel happy about, right? So that's such really, really important to me. And so, you know, I grew up in a family, unlike a lot of other people, where I was super blessed that I actually was taught about money. Now, I know a lot of us, that is not the case, and there's no shame in that either. It's not like it was your fault whether your parents taught you about money or not, but I actually did have that, right? And so I knew all of the quintessential rules, if you will. I knew that I should invest money in my retirement accounts. I knew that I should spend wisely. I was even taught at early age that saving was important and how to facilitate that. And I was taught about compounding interest and all these things. And I like math as a general rule. So this all kind of naturally flowed together. And even with all that, I don't think I realize how much of an emotional component that money and finances have. But I think we all ignore that. That on its face, we just think, oh, well, money is numbers, money is math, and I'm not good at math, or I wasn't taught how to handle math and all those kind of things. And so first of all, that's just not really true. And then second of all, I will say that the emotional component of money is probably 10 times more important than the actual numbers. And I'm going to explain to you why. So first of all, the math never lies. And so depending on what processes you take, what rules you follow or whatever, like you're never going to change the rules of compounding interest or how things are laid out from the financial aspect of like amortization schedules and all this high level math or even low level math that is going into money. It's literally just dollars and cents. It's literally just numbers. And that math never changes. Okay, so you're saying, okay, great, the math doesn't change, but then why am I not being as financially successful as I want to be? Why am I not making some of the realizations I need to make to get to the level? Well, the truth is that there is this huge emotional undercurrent going on behind the scenes, right? And a lot of it is actually built into our DNA. So it's like actually sort of in our body, and we were literally born with it, right? But beyond that being a huge aspect and factor, which I will talk about in another episode, there is this huge emotional component, right? We tie a lot of self-worth because of the kind of day and age we live in, and because of the way our society runs, we've tied a huge amount of self-worth to money, to ensuring that we are financially successful, to ensuring that we are making enough money, that our credit scores are to a certain level, that we have so much money in the bank. And the truth is, that is all emotional, right? whether you have $1 in your account or $10 million in your account, how you feel about that is emotional. It's an emotional component to money that is far exceeding what you're dealing with on the math, so to speak, right? The hard numbers. And so all these financial gurus out there are sitting there and they're talking to you about how all these things work and you just need to do these things. The problem is, if you're not dealing with the emotional component, if you're not dealing with a lot of these root causes and the mindset and some of the scarcity and the limiting beliefs and all this crap that's happening behind the scenes, it doesn't matter how much I teach you the rules. I can literally lay you out the perfect blueprint of exactly how you can be successful in your life right now, no matter how much or little money you want to make, or no matter how much or little money you want to have. I can literally do it right now. I have all those technical skills, right? Because of the industries that I've worked in, because of the books that I've read, because of the expertise that I hold, I can do all of that.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Imagine having the power to control your financial destiny, no matter where you start. Welcome to the Financial Mastery Simplified course and resource platform, where financial education is tailored to your unique journey. We cover everything you need, from basic budgeting and saving strategies to advanced investing and retirement planning. Learn at your own pace with lessons that match your level of experience. Whether you're a beginner or looking to enhance your financial knowledge, join our community of learners and benefit from shared insights and expert guidance. The Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform equips you with the skills and confidence to take charge of your financial future. Ready to master your finances? Enroll in our courses today at the Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform. Start your path to financial independence now.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Hello, and welcome to PBJ Mortgage, where your home ownership dreams become reality. Today, we want to share why choosing PBJ Mortgage is the right choice for your home financing needs. At PBJ Mortgage, we're built on a foundation of values that drive us every day. Our commitment to educate, empathize, and empower our clients sets us apart in the mortgage industry. Our clients are at the heart of everything we do, and their success stories speak volumes. With years of experience, our team possesses in-depth knowledge of the mortgage programs, ensuring you receive expert guidance and the best possible rates. We offer a diverse range of loan options to suit your unique needs, including conventional, FHA, VA, and more. No matter your situation, we've got a solution. At PBJ Mortgage, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service. Our dedicated loan officers are here to guide you every step of the way, making the process as smooth as making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We understand that time is of the essence, which is why we've streamlined our processes for efficiency and convenience. Transparency and clear communication are paramount. You'll always know where you stand throughout your mortgage journey. Reach out to us today to set up a call to discover your options. If you're ready to make your home ownership dreams a reality, contact PBJ Mortgage today. Let us empower you during this exciting journey. Phone number 4-693-733-107, www.pbjteam.com. Visit our website or give us a call to get started. We look forward to helping you secure your future home. PBJ Mortgage, where home begins.
Thanks for your patience.
The truth, though, is all of that is irrelevant if you're not going to, first of all, be able to put in the work to be able to do them. And that work is coming from the emotional aspect of money. And so that's why it's important to understand that money literally is just an amplifier, a mirror, so to speak. So it doesn't lie. You know, a mirror doesn't lie. It's a reflector. And same thing with money. So it just reflects like the patterns, the beliefs, the wounds, the desires that you hold. And it is like the more money that you end up having, it amplifies some of those aspects, right? And so some common hidden reveals are like control issues. So if that's something that you struggle with on the emotional piece, then guess what? It's going to show and face itself up on the money side. Fear of not being good enough, right? That is also going to show itself up on the money side, because maybe you're going to try to buy your way to feeling good enough. Guilt around success. So a lot of people have been taught or they really have normalized the idea in their head that money is the root of all evil, that they should feel bad about having money. And the truth is, again, how much money is in your account? Like, that's just a fact, right? Like, how much is actually sitting in your account isn't changing anything. It's how you feel about how much money is sitting in your account that's changing the needle, that's providing that barometer, that thermostat, if you will, about what's going on in the inside. And so it's also somewhat the fear of being seen. So some people feel like if they have a lot of money, then it's going to be super obvious, right? And again, this is an emotional thing, because I know a lot of people who have a lot of money. And you would never know. There's nothing in the real world that faces up besides maybe the actual holdings. And so if you really dug deep to figure that out, I guess you could find it out. But it's not something that, like, on its face you just knew off the top of your head, right? And so your subconscious is running the show here, and money is just giving it a mic and allowing it to speak. And so this is why we need to be asking ourselves questions. What is my money currently saying about how much I trust myself? Because I promise that the answer is very telling. And you're not going to get to where you want to be in life, because money does run life. Let's be real. In our current society and the way that we have the current model set up, money runs the show. And it is going to be a direct reflector of that emotional and psychological trust that you hold with it or without it. And so let's myth bust for a second here, like some of the traditional fixes. Like, I'm not gonna hate on Dave Ramsey. I know lots of people love him. He's not personally my cup of tea, and I'm gonna basically tell you why. Because the truth is, you don't need another freaking budgeting app. You don't need some arbitrary rules where somebody said, well, you just do it this way and it'll be fine, okay? Because the truth is, first of all, you've gotta break up with the belief that you're broken. You're not freaking broken. You just haven't taken the time and allowed yourself to step back and see money through a different lens and understand that until you start digging in and figuring out what's going on the inside, you're never going to hold the kind of success that you want to hold. You're just not. And so you're not bad with money. You just never got a system or a way that saw you. You never dug in enough to understand the emotional stuff that's popping up. And so sure, you absolutely can try to follow the rules. And if you are stubborn enough or driven enough or have the willingness to really try to shove yourself into the box and just try to make it work, by all means, you can do that. And that's why a lot of the systems that, like, Dave Ramsey preaches work. Because let's be real here, the snowball aspect of credit card debt, it works. It does. That is a very, and I even sometimes give those tips of, like, hey, if we're struggling, right, here's some different ways that you can attempt those things. And they're great. And they do work. However, let's play that out. So we do the snowball theory, okay? And so if you guys don't understand what the snowball aspect is, let's say that you have 10 credit cards and you pick the one with the smallest balance. You put all your extra money towards that card until it's paid off. And then all the money that you were paying on that card, you go to the next card. And that next card, you are, again, putting all the money that you had from the card, from how much you were paying on that card, plus the other card that you just paid off, and you're just throwing it all there until that one pays off, and then you move down the path. It works. The math is solid on it. The math tracks. So again, I told you at the beginning of this, the math is a math, baby. Like, that's not changing, okay? The concern here is, did you deal with the root of the problem? So what created the debt in the first place? Because it probably wasn't just life circumstance. Maybe it was, and that is possible. But the fact that you remained in debt, that wasn't a life circumstance. That was because there's stuff going on under the surface that you haven't freaking dealt with, okay? So for instance, we'll take myself. I throw myself under the bus all the time. I like to shop. All my 8 million purple cups are testament to this, right? Okay, great. So when I started getting myself in debt, and I've been in debt more than one time, and I started trying to do some of these methods, you know, follow some of these rules to reset, to do all these things or whatever, guess what happened? We paid off all the debt for a period of time. And then as soon as all that was done, and as soon as whatever, it went right back into it. Why? Because I didn't deal and address with the emotional aspects and pieces of money.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Welcome to Financial Mastery Simplified, your go-to podcast for making smart money decisions. We break down complex financial topics into easy-to-understand advice you can use every day. Our experts cover everything from budgeting and saving to investing and retirement planning. We give you the tools to take control of your money and build the future you want. With Financial Mastery Simplified, you'll feel informed and empowered to make the best choices for your financial health. Tune in to Financial Mastery Simplified on your favorite podcast platform. Start your journey to financial confidence today.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Welcome to House U, where we believe in the power of education. At House U, we're more than just a brand. We're your partner in home ownership, dedicated to educating, equipping, and empowering you every step of the way. Education is at the heart of everything we do. We offer comprehensive resources designed to make home ownership simple and accessible for all. From understanding mortgage options to mastering home maintenance, House U provides the knowledge you need to make informed decisions with confidence. We host workshops and seminars, bringing together experts and community members to share insights and build a stronger, more informed community. Because when you're educated, you're empowered. House U, home ownership made simple for all. Visit our website or contact us today to start your journey with House U. Empower yourself with knowledge and embrace the joy of home ownership.
Thanks for your patience. Now back to our conversation.
So for me, I was raised in a household where there was a very heavy scarcity mentality. Now, the funny part is I didn't realize that until literally maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Maybe. Okay. I didn't realize that. However, that is the truth. And it didn't come out of a place like my mom wasn't trying to be like in a bad spot or teach my brother and I bad things. I mean, in fact, my mother was an amazing woman who taught us all these great things about money that most families don't even teach you about. So hats off to her, right? However, because she grew up in a situation where there was such scarcity, she held onto our money like this and felt like it was always going to disappear on her. And so because of that, how she handled and related to money bled in to my life, to how my brother and I were taught to handle money. And so that when I got out of her house, I was like, you know, we usually do either how our parents handle things, we think they did them well, or we go the other way. And we're like, no, we didn't like that. So I didn't like that. I didn't like that. We could never go out to eat, you know, unless it was like these very special specifications. I didn't like that when we went to the movie, we were never allowed to buy popcorn because it was frivolous or whatever, right? Like, I didn't want to have those restrictions on my life. And because I'm kind of anti-rule, if you haven't figured that out. And so I was like, no, I don't want to do any of that. And so this fueled a lot of debt as I just was like, whatever, I'm going to do whatever I want. I don't really care. And until I deal with some of those emotional triggers and some of the things that I have going on inside me are strengths and some of them are weaknesses. And until I address them, handle them, I'm never going to be where I need to be with money. And that cycle of credit card debt, or whatever, pay it all off, credit card debt, pay it all off, it's going to just perpetuate. And why is it going to perpetuate? Because I didn't do any of the emotional work. I didn't do any of the self-reflection. I didn't figure out how to trust myself with money. I didn't figure out how to step back and be like, oh shit, I've got to really take a hard look, right? So the truth is that you really need to reframe your idea of money. You need to start realizing that when things like this are popping up in your life, that they are triggers. And you need to start doing some self-work to figure out what the heck is the trigger? What is causing this? And I understand it's not necessarily convenient, but I promise if there is a pattern, if you start tracking and you start looking, there is a pattern, there is something there that is triggering you that needs to be addressed. And so you don't need to feel shame about this. You don't need to then be like, oh my gosh, see, I knew I was bad with money, and then like start a shame spiral. Like, that is not going to help. You should use it as a self-trust checkpoint, and you should step back and be like, okay, judgment-free zone. We listen, we don't judge. You're seeing those kind of things. We listen, we don't judge. Do that for yourself. Step back and start asking yourself, why do I feel this way? Like, what's going on with me? What happened in my past that might be causing this to bubble up? And step back and ask yourself those questions, right? And so, as I said at the beginning of this, money, it didn't change me. It revealed me. It started showing me who I am. And the same is true for you. It is going to amplify whatever's going on. And the more of it you have, the more amplification that you get. And so what I want you to really dig in and I want you to really think about as we come off this episode is, what steps do you need to take to start creating that self-awareness? It doesn't have to start big. It can start really, really small, right? You just start trying to figure out, okay, what small step do I need to take to recognize what's going on with me? Because the truth of the matter is, we all have these things. Literally no one is built without triggers and things that are coming up, emotional responses, like all of those kind of things. Scarcity mentality, especially because so many of our ancestors were involved in the Great Depression or came from really meager means. Maybe they were immigrants and they came to this country with nothing, right? And so because of a lot of that, there's a lot of scarcity that kind of builds up. And the key is, we're not going to be where we want to be. We're not going to reach the level of success or the power that we can step into until we really start dealing with some of them. I mean, it's the whole reason that I created Financial Instincts Framework after I had to go through so much of it myself. Like, first of all, first in my first marriage where I didn't trust myself with money. So I gave all the responsibility to him and that led to financial abuse. I'm not saying that usually is what it leads to, but it did in my case. And then having to come out of that and then going gangbusters with money because I finally had the freedom to use it however I wanted to, right? Because I had that heavy restriction. And so again, step back for a minute, start asking yourself hard questions. Because the next time that some of the stuff bubbled up, some of the life stuff bubbled up, I had a much less emotional response to money. And please understand this. I don't care how much work you do. I don't care how much self-trust you create. There is sometimes going to be times that you're going to feel bad with money. You're going to feel like you're not good enough. And some of that shame is going to start creeping up inside you. Me too. There have been a lot of moments over the last couple of years when I've been going through hell in my personal life because of just a lot of life situations, right? Some stuff that I did myself and some stuff that I didn't do, just life happened and I don't know why I was chosen to deal with it. But you know what I am gonna do? I am gonna continue to follow my path and I am gonna continue to self-trust myself. And I am gonna continue to speak about it to ensure that people just like you have the opportunity to understand that, yes, you are responsible for the choices that you make, but unless you start digging into the why behind the choices that you make, unless you start really digging in and figuring out where all this is coming from, you're never gonna be exactly where you wanna be, or it's gonna take you 10 times longer. So one of the major cheat codes is just learning yourself, like teaching yourself and learning how to have self-trust with a lot of that. So I hope you found this episode helpful. This is something that I'm actually gonna be speaking about on a webinar here later this month called the Top 100 Women in Power. And I would love to have you attend that event if you're interested. And I just wanted to kind of help you understand something that is super important and impactful in my life and has really changed the game. And so I hope you enjoyed this episode and we will see you again next time.